This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. Charlie Dent served nearly 14 years in the U.S. Congress as a Republican until he stepped down in 2018, representing a district including Allentown, where he was born. He sometimes clashed with President Trump, and after leaving office, he's emerged as a prominent media commentator and thought leader for what remains of the moderate wing of the Republican Party. The Aspen Institute recently announced that former Congressman Dent will be taking on the role of executive director of their congressional program. Welcome back to WLVR, Mr. Dent.
Thanks, Brad.
The Aspen Institute is based in D.C. with facilities in Colorado and operations worldwide. Will you be moving back to the Capitol?
Well, I live in Allentown, and I've maintained a small efficiency in Washington for many years, so I go back and forth.
Aspen is a nonpartisan think tank supported by giant foundations like the Gates, Rockefeller, Ford foundations. Tell me about the congressional program you'll be heading and what are its goals?
Yeah, the congressional program has been around since the early 1980s, and it's really dedicated to providing a fair and neutral environment for members of Congress to engage on serious, complex policy matters in a sustained way, mm-hmm. Both domestically and internationally. We bring in some of the world's leading experts to help them better understand these issues. But throughout the process, we are trying to encourage some level of bipartisan cooperation and collaboration. And oftentimes, these types of conversations lead to bipartisan actions. I can think of one in particular, the Nunn-Lugar law that, dealt with a nuclear nonproliferation after the demise of the former Soviet Union came out of one of the congressional retreats.
So what's in it for you? Is it the chance to influence or at least have a close-in view of where the Congress and the party is headed?
What's in it for me is that, I get to engage, with some of the leading experts in the world on policy. It's a very stimulating job in terms of your exposure to some of the biggest issues and ideas of the day, whether it's on national security to cybersecurity or even perhaps to talk about how to reinvigorate democracy here at home as well as abroad. I mean, so you're going to be, at the center of some of these really important conversations with the people who will ultimately – chart the course for this country, the future course for this country. So that's what's so exciting about it.
Last weekend, the U.S. Senate acquitted former President Trump for a second time, but with unprecedented criticism from the highest ranks of the GOP. How does the state of the Republican Party shape your work at the Aspen Institute?
Well, certainly it's, the Aspen Institute is we're nonpartisan, so we work with members of both parties. Now I'm going to speak as a member of the Republican Party, where I think the Republican Party is in a very bad place, and I think it needs to move towards its guiding or founding principles. And I should say that the party needs to recommit itself to truth and democracy, and to measured statements and all sorts of things that I think we've taken for granted: stability, discipline, and order, and move away from this this nihilism, this nativism, this cronyism that we've been experiencing over the last few years, and that has led to, this big lie about the election being stolen, and ultimately this insurrection, and the party needs to go through a serious reexamination about its core principles. And it must recommit itself, to decency and honor. It's hard to be a party that, allows folks like the Marjorie Taylor Greene QAnon folks in, who embrace these radical conspiracy theories and, 9/11 truther type folks and birthers and others who just, really should not be part of this dialogue, at least not a serious dialogue. That's the fringe, and they shouldn't be welcome in.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
You bet.
Charlie Dent won 7 terms in Congress representing the Lehigh Valley before leaving in 2018. He's now executive director at the Aspen Institute's congressional program based in D.C. He'll continue as a political commentator for CNN and, we hope, as an occasional guest here at WLVR.